Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Kepps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, plus Mel's Starlight Drive-In. Did you hear yesterday, Melissa, Elaine was on? They're bringing back the Top Gun. They're going to play that the second.
Are they
going to
play the original or, yeah. the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
The new one they're bringing it back. Yeah. I don't see why not. I mean, the thing's hugely successful. So.
And they're keeping Lightyear. And the last one is Spaceballs. They're going to do a retro throwback to Spaceballs. What a classic.
That'll be interesting.
Mel Brooks. Yeah, hopefully the kids will fall asleep by the time that one's on. I'm Kevin, and Melissa's over there. Joining us in the studio is the brand new Clinton Central Superintendent, Jeremy Fuel. Jeremy, welcome.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here and be with you guys.
Well, we've had a chance to get to know you a little bit with Ken, our news director, covering some of the school board meetings out there. Let's talk just a little bit about you, where are you from, and how did you get here?
Yeah, so interesting background. I'm actually from the Miami County area, just outside of Peru. So have a little bit of a 50-minute drive in each day right now, but interesting education background. Started out teaching at Oak Hill Schools, transitioned over to McConaughey, which is where I graduated high school from. Taught alternative ed there for a year. Then I went over to North Miami Schools on the northern end of Miami County, and I was an assistant principal there for a year. And then went back to McConaughey Schools and at McConaughey Elementary, and was the assistant principal there for 6 years, I believe it was, and went out of education for about a year and did some business work. Actually came back to Clinton Central 2 years ago, taught special ed, and this past year started out as the assistant principal at Clinton Central at the high school, and things just kind of fell into place and took over as interim, and by May I was the superintendent, so glad to be here. It's a great community, great staff, enjoy working with all of our students and staff here.
I saw that I knew you were the intern for a while, and if I'm not mistaken, isn't Clinton Central going to be hiring a few more administrators, kind of higher up?
Yeah, so we've put in place a lot of new staff this summer. Mr. Smith still in place as our high school principal over there. We hired a guy named Michael Bosch to take over as the high school assistant principal. Has a very interesting background. Was actually a Purdue University police detective, worked in all the Lafayette schools as a school resource officer for a number of years. He really liked working with students and staff, so he did a transition to teaching several years ago and finished up his admin license, so we're excited to bring him on board as our new high school assistant principal. One of the first things we did when I took over was we created a new director of student services administrative position, and Suzanne Evans, who's actually a Clinton Central grad, is going to be taking over that role for us. She spent the last, I believe, 7 years at Western Schools as a special ed teacher there. So it's going to be able to streamline some things for our special education students and just provide some additional services and streamline our curriculum K-12, having her in that role. So I'm really excited to bring her back, and she's bringing her daughter along for the ride as well to enroll at Clinton Central. I believe she'll be a junior this year. Aubrey Smith, who was our elementary assistant principal last year, we ended up moving her up to our elementary principal position. And Courtney Golden is going to be taking over as our elementary assistant principal. So we've had a lot of changes this summer, but we're excited. We've got some good people in place, people that want to really be positive and be creative and outside-the-box thinkers to do what's best for our students and our community.
If that's not exciting enough, isn't there some renovation going on, too?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because it looks like some of that is finally winding down. How are they doing with the roof and everything?
Yeah, so this summer we put in the we repaired the elementary gym roof. We had some leaks in that, and that's finally we've had my understanding is the past several years we've done a lot of roof work, and so we're about 90% done with the elementary gym roof, and that'll be our last major project this summer, but then we got a building project that's going to be kicking off next spring as well, and part of that's going to be a new 10,000 square foot addition on the north side of the high school that's going to encompass a new athletic entrance, commons area, concession stand, and weight room, and also a boys varsity locker room as well. So,
were you looking for a new position when you was approached to be the interim?
No, not really. Actually, I wasn't. I mean, I was content in working at Clinton Central in my assistant principal role. I had just actually started in January my courses to start working on my superintendent's license and then also start working on my PhD. And things just kind of fell into place with that, and I was able to step in and just kind of fill the gap for a few months, and then went through the interview process with the board. And they decided that I was the right fit to lead the district going forward, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Does it seem like you've got a pretty good start, I'm guessing, since they hired you with the board?
Absolutely. The board's been great. I mean, we have a seven-member board.
You guys have to work together.
Absolutely.
It's got to be together. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we've spent a lot of time together between May, June, and we'll have a little bit more here in July, just because our board is involved with a lot of these administrative position hires, and there's a lot of late nights that we've been putting in during the month of June. And then along with the building project, I mean, they're actively involved in that, and just all the changes that we're looking to make, and how we can transition and promote and build the school and continue to do good things and add some new wrinkles here and there with what we're doing.
Well, that was my next question or questions. Is there one thing that wasn't going on that you identified right away? Hey, we need to do that.
Yeah, the first thing was the director of student services position. That was really the big one there. We were stretching our admin team a little too thin. Our building principals were acting as special ed directors as well, and it just wasn't allowing them to be out in the building and in the classrooms as much as we would like them to be. So the board was very supportive of creating that position and dedicating some money towards that position to allow our principals to be able to lead the buildings in the way in which they should be able to. And it's just going to be better for those student services positions and all those unique things that are out there that you're required to do. And it's going to provide better educational opportunities for our students and better professional development for our staff by having that position.
Yeah, Suzanne will be great in that. She's done a phenomenal job at Western, and it'll be amazing to have her back to Central. So I remember her as a student. So
she's great, and I'm a big advocate. People have unique backgrounds and unique ways of getting into education, and Suzanne was one of those. Worked in the business world a little bit. She was actually started out as an instructional assistant at Clinton Central several years ago, and the staff there was just very impressed with her in that role, and they encouraged her to go for her teaching license, and she's done that, and now she's finishing up her director of special education license, or admin license for that. So she's a very, very positive person. She bleeds green. She wants to see and do what's best for Central. So
she does. He's not kidding. She does. But now I know I've talked to a lot of the students. I know a lot of the teaching staff out there. I've spent a lot of time out there working, especially towards the agriculture end of it. But they're excited.
Yes, absolutely.
And when you see that kind of excitement, especially in the students, that you were – they hated seeing you move up because they liked where you were at, but yet they're excited that you're the one who moved up.
Yes,
so,
My goal
is tough. Yeah,
it is tough. I mean, I've talked to a lot of students and staff the same way. I mean, it's a catch-22. I mean, the good thing is moving up this role, I'm going to be able to have my hands in a lot of different things. I may not have as much face time with people as I did last year, especially at the high school. But I'm excited being able to see the corporation grow and have a vision through our EK program all the way through 12th grade and be able to set up programs for our students for them to be successful and just see the corporation grow. And it's my intent to be out and about in both buildings as much as possible, being able to communicate with students and staff on a regular basis.
So when we say grow, are we talking growth as far as students and the number of students? Because we'll only have so many students that'll go to Central or a Prairie or something because just of how many kids there are in that district.
Right.
That was kind of what I was wanting to ask. Is it a growth in students or other educational opportunities? Or what would you be looking for, like, in the next 5 years,
ideally? We definitely want to grow our enrollment. I mean, that's a big thing for us. We're sitting right around 850 students K through 12. And our goal is, a personal goal, professional goal for me is I want to see our enrollment grow and be around 1,000 here in the next few years. By just offering some of those unique programs that we can offer. I mean, we have a phenomenal elementary robotics program.
Always winning things all the time.
Yep.
All the time,
So continue to grow that. We have a unique program with our Bulldog program that provides before and after school educational care for students. So if those parents that have to go to work early or stay to work late, basically students can be at Clinton Central Elementary. They can be there from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we provide transportation for that. So continue to grow, show those unique programs that we offer to students and encourage them to attend Clinton Central. But along with that growth also means growing the programs that we're currently doing as well. I mean, so we have that Bulldog program that we're growing. We're growing our ag programs. We've added a business program at our high school. So we're offering CTE courses and a business pathway for our students. We're doing some work with our ag department. We're going to end up with a new ag teacher this year, at the high school. So we're growing those programs. We want to expand the course offerings that we offer our students so that when they leave us as seniors, they're prepared to step out in the whether it's the workforce or go on to post-secondary training or go on to a four-year institution. We want to provide our students with the best educational foundational experiences that they can have so they can be successful in the future.
Well, and I know one of the things as far as the high school goes, Central is partnered with Ivy Tech on Pathways, which is fantastic.
A lot of Pathways is awesome.
Not all high schools take this in, and they should, because it offers the kids a lot of dual credits, and they get quite a bit of opportunity
Pretty
out
powerful.
Of that. But I want to slip back to the Bulldog program at the elementary, because it's not just child care.
No.
They, especially in the afternoon, can you expand a little more about
absolutely.
What goes
yeah.
on with the Bulldog program?
So the Bulldog program, we were lucky enough. I think we're going into our fifth year of the grant. So we got some significant grant money. And Ralph Walker did a great job of that, former superintendent at Clinton Central, of securing that grant. And we've been lucky enough to now we're going into our second four-year cycle of that. So that provides funding for us to be able to We can pay teachers, high school students, coaches, instructional assistants. We can pay them some additional funds to run some before and after school programs. So part at the elementary, we have a pool there. So part of that is we do a rotation where kids can do swimming. We offer some robotics avenues where kids can work on robotics. There's STEM initiatives. There's physical education. There's all these different things that these kids can do. So it's not just daycare. Yes, your kids are being cared for, but it's based upon educational foundational methods that we implore to those students to make it a unique experience where they can expand upon their education at Clinton Central.
Yeah, it's almost like having several different clubs.
Yeah.
And they meet on different days, and the kids can go through that experience.
Yeah, they do cooking things with the kids. I mean, it's very creative. Aubrey Smith, our new principal, she's as assistant principal last 4 years, done a phenomenal job with that. Addison Atkins Harris, our guidance counselor, has done a great job with that. How they facilitate that program, and a lot of students take advantage of it. A lot of parents take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Aubrey move up into the principal's position. It's not uncommon to walk into like one of the kindergarten classrooms and find Aubrey sitting on the floor reading books with the kindergarten kids. She's very hands-on, and she made it a point, I know, as an assistant to visit every grade.
Absolutely.
Every week.
Absolutely.
So.
And they do a great job. And Courtney, our new assistant principal, Courtney Golden, she spent a year at Edgelia Elementary in Lafayette as assistant principal there last year. But before that, she taught at Clinton Central. So right. she has those ties there. So they're both very energetic, young, very, very, very much positive, creative. In today's educational finance, and you have to be creative with what you do and how creative you can be with being able to offer different unique opportunities for our students. And they both have that outside-the-box mindset to be able to create those opportunities for our students.
Right, and I think that kind of outside-the-box thinking and yours as well mm-hmm. is going to help the teachers be able to, you know, they've got to meet the state standards, but they've got to be able to be creative yeah. at it because every student learns differently.
Absolutely, absolutely. So. And we're doing a really good job. I mean, a big proponent of Clinton Central, especially our elementary school, is our class sizes. I mean, we're able to keep our class sizes down to 20 kids, which is not very common in schools today. So that's a big proponent of us, of what we have to offer to our students. And then on top of that, when we really look at the different programs with us coming off COVID, we've been able to open up the building. So I'm really excited what the school year has to offer because our parents, community members are really going to be able to get back into the school corporation, into our buildings on a regular basis to do some of those fun activities that students, parents, and the community really look forward to.
Well, and you guys have seen substantial growth in the pre-K side of it too.
Yeah, and that's something we're continuing to look at. We currently have two early kindergarten classrooms with 20 students in it each, and we actually have a waiting list last I checked of about 18 students. So it's something that we've got to look at in the future. Is that something we want to expand? Do we have the room to expand? And I think as we go through this building project and we're able to shift some things around, that's a program that we do want to be able to expand because it provides those opportunities to kids at such an early age to build or to provide them those foundational educational experiences to help them as they go into kindergarten. So, and a great opportunity for our parents, for their own kids to be able to be involved in that type of a program at such an early age.
So wish list.
Oh my goodness. It's long.
I know.
They've already got the roof.
I know. Well, yeah, the roof was a necessity. Thank goodness the gym in the elementary is not wood.
Exactly.
So
right,
that was amazing.
Wish list for me. I think we're getting a lot of the wish list items in our building project. We're not going to be able to get every single thing that we want to do, but we're making some headway in the right direction with that. So really a wish list for me is going to be for us to see our enrollment continue to grow for the corporation. I'm a proponent of I think we can be the best school around. I think we have a lot of the foundational pieces in place already. And I really stress that to our admin staff and our teachers. Hey, we're going to be whatever we do, we're going to be the best at what we do. And so I want to bring in staff that has a similar mindset to me in which they're going to be positive. We're going to be customer service oriented with how we approach students, parents, and community members. And we're going to ultimately, every decision we make is going to go back to what's best for our students and our school community. So
now that the country, let's just go country, as a whole is starting to open up, are you beginning to see, I mean, I know you're still getting your feet wet in mm-hmm. this position, but are you beginning to see some of that funding become available, some of the more grants start to come available? Because I know there for a while, a lot of stuff got cut off.
Yeah. So that's actually part of Suzanne's position as Director of Student Services. She's going to do a lot of grant writing for us. And actually, that's on my to-do list today is I have a school safety grant I have to finish up. So yeah, there is, and we have to be creative, and that's how we have that Bulldog program. That's fully funded by a federal grant. So
right.
And that's huge for us. And being a small school, funding being limited for us, we have to go after those grant opportunities. And that was a big reason for bringing Suzanne on board. She's not going to be the only person working on it, but having somebody that can search for those grant opportunities for us and find what grants work for us to be able to, again, provide the best educational opportunities for our students.
I know. Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
No,
I've been shutting you up.
No,
over
you're
there,
fine.
So,
you're fine.
So,
keep talking.
But getting back to how do you look to build that enrollment? I mean, I know residentially we're limited.
Absolutely.
But we are living in a state that allows kids to travel across those barriers.
Yep. So, I mean, we have to promote our school district and the good and great things that we do. We do offer transportation into Frankfort. If students from Frankfort want to come to us, we also have transportation points to all the other districts around us, whether it's Rossville, Prairie, Western Boone, Sheridan, Tipton, Tri-Central, any of those districts. We have pickup points to where if students want to choose to come to Clinton Central, we can transport them to and from designated pickup points there. And a big thing is just getting out there. Hey, we offer X, Y, and Z. This is why you should choose Clinton Central. And so we have a big marketing campaign that we're putting out there this summer. It's going to be going out in July. We have some billboards going up that really promote the good things that we do at Clinton Central. We also have some mailers that we're going to be mailing out to families. Again, just remind them, hey, we're here. We're going to welcome out of district students if they choose to be a part of the Bulldog family going forward. And I think as we slowly build that up there and get the word out there about the things that we do that maybe some other schools don't do, then again, yeah, we could increase that enrollment that way. So,
would you be open to, like, if a kid, I'm just going to throw this out here just because it's agricultural. So a kid from Frankfort, mm-hmm. maybe he wants to take agricultural mm-hmm. classes, but Frankfort doesn't offer mm-hmm. any. Would you guys be open to a student just coming and taking a few classes?
So that's part of, so that's part of what we work with our co-op on as well, with the Wildcat Creek co-op. So there are unique opportunities to be able to provide students with some of those things through the CTE dollars that we have and CTE funding to be able to provide them some of those opportunities through that. Between us, Rossville, Frankfort and Prairie, we do share some students around here with them, but it would have to be based upon what falls into the co-op courses there. So, for them.
Now, hopefully, then maybe that's something that can be expanded down the road. But
yep, absolutely. And that's something we are. I mean, as a group of superintendents between the four of us, we are looking to expand that co-op there to be able to provide some of those. Skills that some of those students need that aren't going to necessarily go on to a four-year college, whether it's ag mechanics, welding, nursing, some of those other avenues that they're going into, pulling our resources together as four schools to be able to provide those opportunities for our students. So,
well, and by doing that, does that help you guys funding wise and in the school overall, because you're not having to have a teacher in each school for that.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea with it. And it's going to be a process. It's not something that we're going to be able to do overnight, but we have been having regular meetings to look, and we have the program in place, but we want to continue to expand that. And that's the idea, is pool those resources together and we share our kids. So we may send for like an ag mechanics class, Central may send 8 kids there, Prairie may send 3, Frankfort may send 10, Rossville may send 5, and by doing that, we have one teacher through the co-op that can service all those kids for that individual program.
That's cool. You got anything else? I'm sitting here looking at the clock, and it's like, dang,
I didn't even get
time.
My second break.
We gotta quit. Yeah, it sucks. We're gonna bring you back fast.
Hey, yeah. Absolutely.
Appreciate you being available for sure.
Hey, absolutely, anytime.
I think Ken said we'll try to get something maybe every month or every other month.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Get
so
the lines of communication open.
I can talk, so I don't have a problem with that. So.
Be careful, we might give you a job.
Hey, here's a little backstory. So when I coached for a while, a girls basketball coach, so I would do radio for our boys basketball
like the play-by-play?
Games. Absolutely. So I have a little bit of background with it.
We got some play-by-play here.
Don Stock's got some competition here. Yeah. All right. Well, good to see you, and welcome to the community.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for joining us today, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include Mel Starlight Drive-In, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Vold Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. We will be back for the, what is tomorrow, Melissa? Friday, finally?
Yes, finally Friday.
Okay, the finally Friday edition.
That's that daggone George
Jones.
Yeah,
we got to play the George Jones song. No. Yeah, that'll be tomorrow. We'll have the Finally Friday edition tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from Wylo.